Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
Y'all, if you ever see me post on Instagram, good vibes only, know that I've been taken prisoner.
No,
and it is an imposter posting for my account, or it's my assistant who I don't even talk to. We don't even live in the same state.
You don't live in the same. They're in Rhode Island doing all of Poodle social media.
Some hookup app, Grindr or Scruff, I don't
Pickle.
Know. Picklefinder.net, shirt size, something, said had good vibes only on their thing, who actually talked to me. And I went, what does that mean to you?
I just went. Oh, no.
I was like, what does that mean?
It means big dicks in me.
Well, I said, what does that mean? Like, does it mean you only want things that are good in your life and you only want good things? Because you can't really have a life with only good things in it. It's not possible. We can't curate our lives in that way.
I think you need to get fucked again because you're right. That fucking didn't take. Because you're very, contemplative today.
I'm very metaphysical today.
I came in, I was like, how are you? And he just launched, which is fine. I enjoyed the conversation, but yeah, you need to get fucked again.
It didn't take. You're
there
right.
There needs to be more than just fireworks tonight, y'all.
It didn't take.
This is a surprise episode.
It's a surprise
a 4th
episode.
Of July surprise, everyone. We're talking about
that's later.
Yes, yeah, but y'all, we're surprising you because there's no 90-day fiance
like
this
that
week.
Surprise prostate check.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Most people are upset about that. Poodle and I are like, the doctor says, yeah, I got to do a prostate exam. Gladly.
When can I work you in?
Yep,
do we need
sure.
a follow-up?
I'm free now. No need for the glove. It's fine. And lube. It's fine.
You know, we can't be too careful these days.
Just show me a Chris Hemsworth picture and I'll be wet.
You need to get real in there.
Yo, welcome to 90 Day Diaries.
This is reality gaze.
Reality gaze.
Where are you? You need to take a breath. Let me handle this.
Welcome to we're doing 90 Day Diaries.
Yes, but we had a better way to set it up than this.
We did not. We didn't discuss it. You had a better way.
I had a better way
in
my head.
Well, you should have conveyed that.
You're supposed to read my mind.
Please go ahead.
Thank
How would you.
You
like to set it up,
y'all?
Poodle?
We talked about this. There's no happily ever after this week because it's 4th of July. Happy birthday, America!
Happy birthday. We hope you're all celebrating.
And to people named America, which
yes.
I'm sure, like America Ferrara.
Ferrara? I thought it was Ferrer.
I thought it was Ferrara.
Oh, I thought it was America Ferrer.
No.
Oh,
Ferrara.
Okay.
Why are you waylaying me?
I'm just, okay.
I'm trying to like thrust something out there.
You've never
and
tried
you're
to thrust.
Waylaying
you've
me.
Never tried to thrust anything.
Y'all, we had talked about doing an episode of the TLC, So Freaking Cheap. But then, and
that's
I was,
what we said.
And I was very against 90 Day Diaries because I watched this first episode. I actually only watched about half of it, and I was like, ugh, this is gross.
I was trying to push him for it, and he fought me on it, and then he convinced me.
I fought you on it because you kind
it looked
of
This first episode's not great.
You kind of wanted to pick and choose, and I was against that because
if we do one, we have to do them all. And I agreed with.
I'm an absolutist in that way.
But I'd seen trailers and stuff for the second episode, and I don't think you had watched
it. No.
It's
and
true.
I watched the trailers too, but still, I resisted.
This happened when Poodle was in his stomach virus and he hadn't gotten fucked.
I know.
You can't talk to Poodle if he hasn't had sex in 2 weeks. You can't talk to him about anything.
I am quite contrary.
Yes.
Yeah, don't like things new, and I want to kind of stay on what I'm on.
The day after he got slammed, he texted, literally.
I think you're right.
And you said, I've been thinking, and we need to do 90 Day Diaries, like it was his all of his idea.
Well, it's better that way. But I knew how I wanted to do it.
Oh, God.
So, y'all, you're getting a double dose of the first episode and second episode. This is going to be the first episode.
That's going to air on, you're listening on Sunday night, which is in our part
one. And this is on Discovery Plus. So, if you don't have Discovery Plus, you don't need to kind of know. We're going to book report all this for you.
You definitely don't need to watch the first episode. The second episode is worth it.
The second episode's worth it.
Because
Courtney is one of the most unintentionally funny reality stars.
I've decided I want to meet her now. After this, I've decided I want to meet her. I don't know
why
I said meet her.
You know, Forrest Gump said, I am not a smart man. She is not a smart woman.
Give her a spinoff. I will watch that. Give us Courtney's life, and I will watch the whole thing.
I mean, I think I'm ready to get married, but sometimes I think, and then I think, I could be with someone else.
Y'all, but that's where
we're so good.
That's the second episode. So we're going to do these first two episodes. Now, here's the deal, though. Don't come at us and say, when are you doing episode 3? When are you doing episode 4? We've got Too Hot to Handle. We've got other stuff. So we're going to try to...
Below Deck.
We got Below Deck. These episodes are going to come...
Slot fillers.
Yes, they're slot fillers when we have time.
Fill my slot.
It might be 3 weeks before we drop another diaries. It's just kind of when we get to them, to be honest.
Also, we kind of had a little discourse in the 90 Day Podcast community, and we all looked around and... We all grudgingly decided we would cover it, even though this first episode was kind of like, But the more I know we're going to have fun talking about it.
Yes, that's true.
It covers such luminaries in the universe, such fan favorites as Tom,
or
Tom and Darcy.
Or Molly, who we love, who we just watched a whole season about.
Who, love you, Molly. Didn't really need you to have a faith healer rub something over you.
I enjoyed that.
I'm saying. And such other favorites as Dean and his wife, who we've never
Reagan,
met.
Regine, who we give no shits about.
And Stephen and Olga, who had lots of rage fights their season. And we haven't seen it yet, so...
But I have to say, though...
I like her, though.
I like her. They have one of the cutest kids in 90 Day.
It's a good mix of her and him.
Yeah.
I thought he could be a model. Doesn't
oh, my God. I wrote that, too. He's had a glow up.
We need to just...
He could be a model.
I hate it that we're starting to say the same things, because...
The same time. So, okay, same if you watch time. These are 45-minute episodes, so that means our podcast is probably going to be an hour and a half for each episode. But anyway, let's jump in. Y'all, this first episode is... We're starting with season...
Anything else we should say? Any announcements? Oh, should we announce our charity for the month?
Oh, sure. Okay, queens, as before we jump into all of this... Poodle, what's going on in our world right
now?
In the announcements.
We just want to announce our charity for this month. We just wrapped up June, Pride Month, for the Ali Forney Center. And now our charity for July and July 4th is basically something for military families. The Fisher House Foundation builds comfort homes where military and veteran families can stay free of charge when someone they love is in the hospital.
Yes.
So basically, the VA, you know, the Veterans Affairs hospitals, it's not enough for our veterans, you guys. If you've been paying any attention to the VA and reforming the VA over the last, how long, 30 years or so, we have to have a lot of things that supplant that organization. So this is one of those that kind of like a Ronald McDonald House when kids have to.
Yeah.
It's a similar idea. So
and speaking from someone that has spent, my dad has and I have, we have both spent several thousand dollars in the last several years.
Just staying.
Just staying in Houston.
Right.
Because it's not like y'all, when my dad, it's not like we can get a hotel room.
Right.
I've got to get something. If he's pretty sick, like I need a washer and dryer. If he like pees on the bed.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. You don't think about that. You're like, they can just stay at a DoubleTree. It's
no.
That's not
and
always.
And even if they can, it adds up.
I need a refrigerator.
Right.
And so it's just these, or I need a certain chair that will rise up so he
right.
can sit in that chair for his back. So it's just, so this hit close home for me, but then when I found it, it's also helping our veterans and
right.
so forth, it just felt like a perfect charity.
And they also do a Hero Miles program where you can, they people donate frequent flyer miles
yeah.
to bring family members to like bedsides of injured service members.
Yes.
So this is not just for members of our military and former members of the military. This is their families.
Because the family serves, y'all.
Exactly.
The family
serves. So that's our charity for this month, the Fisher House Foundation.
Yes.
So if you're in our Sissy Squad, you can donate on Facebook, or you can just
donate
wherever you like.
Just go like.
We have a new episode of Foodie Call coming out real soon.
Should be anytime. So
probably upcoming this week.
Episode 3 we filmed.
We make family meals with Lauren and Alexi.
Poodle changed the meal, y'all.
I made it better.
He made it better. We've got.
Why would you have a roast chicken? Why would you cook a roast chicken without something under it?
We don't have time for this. You need to get fucked.
Potatoes. They need to have that rich chicken schmaltz. I
agree with you.
When I just said rich chicken schmaltz,
your mouth
it was one of the grossest things that I've ever said
Schmaltz. Y'all, are you listening to Below Deck Med? Because we're covering it.
I was going to say, because I am, but I don't listen to our shows.
The first episode was already really good. We're jumping into the train.
I don't know if it's good. It was just like,
it's already dramatic.
Gave me so much anxiety.
Yeah, that's what I was caught up in it. So it,
y'all,
I'm excited.
We've already had
a
star. I am Dushka.
I am Dushka.
Who, as I said, I believe was an assistant cook on an oil rig.
Yeah. Dushka, Dushka, do you know how to make lobster?
I try.
Not familiar.
You make tomato for salad.
Salad.
I miss my sheep. At night, we have times where they throw cans at me and I dance.
And I dance.
I am only woman on sheep.
People
they
said,
love me.
Somebody said, why are they talking about Dushka? She's terrible. I'm like,
no.
That's why we're talking about
Dushka.
She's
amazing. She's an unqualified person who went in there and without batting an eye says, this is how we do it.
Y'all, the chef, Matt, who has a Matt with one T, already knew that was going to go bad.
Matthew, as we were calling him.
Totally fucked it up.
He's never coming back.
It's so good already. I'm excited for this season.
I hope Dushka comes back.
I do too.
I hope the Polaris, as she was wearing, the oil rig will allow her
to come back.
The gang of salty Croatian men who work at that.
Yes.
She's probably all their sweethearts.
It's true.
Dushka, love you so much.
So much. that's jumping. That's on the free feed as well. So
I am Dushka. I just walk around the house saying, I am Dushka.
We have jumped into that train, and it is happening, and I think
and
we're going to go
heading
full force.
Towards.
We'll be covering them all.
Disaster.
Eventually. So.
We're also doing Too Hot to Handle on our Patreon, and it's
last episode was good.
Oh, yeah. The last
we did episode 5, and we're like, y'all, these next episodes are boring. And 5 was going to be.
6 was really good.
And then 6, totally, we're like, what?
There's a.
And sissies have said it. They said we're going to kind of be shocked.
I will say.
We haven't watched the rest.
This season paled to the last season for me in the beginning. Now I'm kind of into it. I may wind up hating it, you know me.
But we've had 4 sissies that have messaged us and said. Basically, one said, y'all are going to get read by this show, and I can't wait. And they've said this season, everybody's saying that this season ending is way better than season 1.
Whoa.
So I'm excited.
Okay.
So we're going to try to cover those. We're putting those out as quickly as
we can.
Them,
there should be 6 out by now-ish, maybe 5 or 6.
We'll definitely get to, yeah, oh, we're up to 5.
Up to so 6.
Oh, yeah. 5 and 6 have dropped, yeah. And so we hope to get 7, 8 done by the midweek.
Yep. I think that's it. Let's jump into the show, y'all.
Let's jump into the show.
Into our 90-day favorites.
Baby. Again, I don't know why they started with this episode,
was the. I don't know how, because people, we this was a big, we asked, do you guys want us to cover
and
this?
Nobody wanted
and
us to.
And most people went, it's not good.
It's not good. And then we.
Then the second episode aired, and we had some people saying, y'all need to watch this.
And then the third episode aired, and y'all
people
said,
like, y'all need to fucking watch this show.
So that's what led us into this. So,
completely by peer pressure. We're doing here. This.
Let's talk about our first Lonely Heart.
Tom.
Let's talk about Tom. Okay, I'm just going to say this now. Not counting his personality.
Which is ghastly.
Tom looks good.
He does look much
He's
better.
Been working out.
But it's manic weight loss and manic...
But he looks good. I'm not going to lie.
He does.
He totally has a young Pierce Brosnan vibe, and he looks handsome.
He's always feeling like, to me, he's starring in his own Big Lots version of Bridget Jones' Diary.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I'm just your typical James Bond English person.
Yes.
And I just wrote down, what a preening boob.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is so, where's an ascot? And the things that our queen, Darcy, fell in love with are sexy British man.
Working at Big Bots with Latrina Carlyle's journal instead of Bridget Jones' Diary.
So he's working out 3 to 4 times a day. They do show that clip of Darcy. They kind of, first of all, if you're watching 90 Day Diaries and you don't know who Tom or if you don't know who Darcy is, what are you even doing?
Stop watching. Right. Go back.
Go
watch
back.
Season one of Before the 90. Or
go back to
two.
Jesse.
You know what?
First.
Watch season one and two of Before the 90 Days, which is maybe some of the best reality television ever.
Yep.
And then call us.
Is season three Tom? Season three is Tom, I believe.
No, season two is Tom. Season three is Georgie.
Is it?
Yeah, season one was
No,
Jesse.
Season four is Georgie.
There's four of them?
Yeah.
You're right. One is Tom, or one
no,
is
I think
Jesse. Two is Jesse.
Maybe.
And then three is Tom.
Tom.
And four is Georgie.
Yeah, she's queen of before
she
the 90s.
She basically just moved up dicks. Because you know Jesse has a tiny penis.
Yep.
But he really
Tom's
should be a gay
okay.
porn star. Jesse's got an amazing, smooth ass.
Yeah.
He could do a lot of porn. Tom's is
and
fine.
And Georgie's, yo.
Georgie's. Go, go.
She has graduated.
She
dicks.
She went to the Dick Riviera.
No, 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 no.
Darcy, you've completed the degree of humongi dicolicti.
Welcome to the Dick Riviera.
Welcome to the Dick Riviera.
It's the Dick Riviera. We're going to get to see more Dick Riviera on Darcy and Stacey.
And Below Deck.
Yes, they're literally in
the Dick Riviera.
Dick Riviera.
So Tom, y'all basically...
Captain Sandy's like, not familiar.
Not familiar. Not familiar. Tom has met a new love of his life. Her name's Mariah.
Mariah.
Mariah. Way out there in Las Vegas. Way out in the old casinos.
They call that face a dinosaur.
She's got fillers and more fillers. Oh, wait, there's some more fillers.
Y'all, Tom's got a type.
He's got a type.
And that type is tiny women with lots of hair whose
huge boobs.
Whose cheeks could possibly cut you
y'all,
if you moved your hand quickly across
if
them.
If y'all think that's true. Yes.
Cheekbones.
That's her super SHL.
Dinosaur-esque. Yeah.
If you think Darcy's had a lot of work.
Oh, Mariah.
Mariah wins. She's basically just brunette Darcy.
She is, and she's sometimes both men and women will get so much work done that they kind of look like that woman on Species.
Yes, or Janice the Muppet.
Yeah.
From the Electric Teeth.
And this is that time for Mariah.
This is that time for Mariah. Now, we don't know anything about her. She could be a fine person. So
she lives in Las Vegas.
She lives in Las Vegas.
They did not give her age.
Yes, they did. She's 40.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's... Well, that was her age. Yeah, it's 40.
No, she's not. That's a hard 40. Come on.
Oh, wait. 40. No, I wrote it down. 43.
That I can kind of buy, but even that. And Tom is what? Same age?
Tom, I don't know. I feel like mid to late 40s. However, if sometimes when people get work done, it ages them.
It does. It does. That's what I'm saying.
It's like the woman that Colty went on a date with who had a sex room. She looked way older.
God bless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all, work is fine. Just pick and choose.
Yeah.
If all of your friends are saying, you're fine, you don't need any more, you're fine, listen to them.
I had a friend who his friend's a gay man who has so much work done.
Yeah, a lot of gay men out here look like Ken dolls.
And he got his cheeks done, and he said he was crying. He was like, my friend, his name is Dan, and he was like, Dan, it's my cheeks. It's my cheeks. And my friend Dan said, oh, I wanted to, it's so much. Are you okay with it? He was like, no, I need more. It's not enough. And he was like, girl.
I think I know. Is that the one who dipped me at gay ballroom dancing?
We went to a male dancing class, ballroom dancing class, and I look over and Poodle's just being dipped.
His friend Tom kind of looks like a cat person.
He does look like a cat person.
Not, you know, people who like cats. A human cat.
Yeah. He's someone who's very buff, who probably wears a lot of accoutrement on his junk.
Yes.
Yeah, which is fine.
Lots of chains.
Chains.
Just like on his body.
Yeah, just a wrap around his balls.
Yes, Tom has lots of cheek implants.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Anyway. And so does Mariah.
So does Mariah. But she is coming to visit him.
Yes.
Because it's Valentine's Day.
And she's going through a divorce.
She is.
And she is, as he says, she is the love of his life.
He's never felt anyway. He slipped into her DMs. I don't think, have they ever met? I don't think they've ever met.
I don't know if they've met.
But they've been talking for what, like,
I think they've met once. I think he probably went to Las Vegas.
I don't remember how long they said they've been dating.
It all feels like a scam to me, y'all. Personally,
not long at all. And even Emma, y'all, Emma the shady sister's back, and she's like,
"We're going food shopping.
Maybe you should slow down a bit.
Maybe you should slow down a bit, Thomas." Now you'll notice Emma and Tom, even though they grew up together in the same place, don't have the same accent because Tom's very posh accent is a put on.
It's a put on
because we figured out, you guys, or we. If you couldn't see, Tom is a con artist. He's always trying to find another source of income.
He is.
And he thought for a while, and now he's a clout chaser. So for a while, he thought that was Darcy.
I would like to see Mariah's Instagram. Maybe she's like Insta-famous.
I don't know. I think he thinks she's got money.
Maybe.
So they're food shopping. Tom is buying heart-shaped pizza. When you think about two adults acting like 12-year-olds with love, that's what these two people are like.
Yep.
Tom has one of the worst masks on. It's appalling.
His mask freaked me the fuck out.
It looks like a vampire mouth.
Is it supposed to be...
It looks like Rocky Horror.
Yes.
But there are sharp teeth.
And it's like, it's a
lot.
And
you see this big tongue?
I don't like it.
It's not only appalling, it's kind of hard to watch.
Yeah.
And you're a little just, it's very abject.
Yes.
You don't want to look at it. It would disturb people, basically.
I want to stop talking about it.
I know.
I can see you're backing away
from me.
They go grocery shopping. That's really it, y'all. They go grocery shopping. They get groceries. She tells him to slow down. And he's like, okay, cut to. He's dressed in a suit.
He looks good.
He's drugs in it. Or, oh, cut to he picks Mariah up at the airport. He picks her up at the airport.
She's very tiny. She's probably no taller than Darcy.
It is weird with 90 Day Diaries because he's like running to her and hugging her.
With a selfie stick.
The phone on stick. And so he's hugging her, but then he's looking up to make sure he has a shot.
It is very uncomfortable.
I'm like, you can't get someone to just come film you.
That's why it felt like a scam to me. All of it.
It just because some of the other ones, they had people film them and it worked much better.
I do need to say, you guys, for some reason, the producers of 90 Day Diaries or Matt Sharp thought this was the first segment to try to get us into this show. And I just don't know why.
I don't know. Well, I think I know why in a little bit.
Okay.
So he greets her at the airport. We don't know much about her. She seems normal. She doesn't talk like this. She has a kind of normal voice.
Yeah, she talks like...
But it's the eyelashes.
Yeah, it's everything.
The cheeks. She's got duck lips for days.
Yeah, it's... Both women, Darcy and Mariah, could have a passing resemblance to the girl Gremlin.
Yes, agreed.
Both have a lot in common with her.
So they decide, you know, Tom decided, even though we're there at home, because I think it's still COVID.
It is COVID.
Like, let's get dressed up and have a dinner at home like we're going out on a date. And I like this idea. This is nice.
Yeah, and Tom's wearing a fucking tuxedo. How cheesy.
He looks good in it, though.
I don't share. I knew you told me, you're like, Tom's going to look really good and you're going to be into it. No, the sheer cheese factor, I can't handle.
That's true. It's very cheesy. Ugh. I have no desire to do anything. When I say Tom looks good, it's different than when Jesse looks good and I kind of want to lick his butt.
It's a shame because Jesse is attractive until you learn who he is.
And his hair is always bad.
It's always bad.
Y'all, apparently Jesse is dating
Yennefer. That's total clout.
And apparently Liz is also dating Andrew. And if that's true, Liz from Ed and Liz, if Liz is dating Andrew, we're going to San Diego and just kidnap her.
I think she's beyond help at this point.
Just tell her stop.
When I saw that, and if that's true, she's beyond help.
She's beyond help.
I
wish she could watch that thing with Amira. Amira's going to be on 90 Day Diaries, y'all. She'll be coming
Episode 3.
So we'll meet her new man. So anyway.
And we get Lexi and Lauren, too.
Mm-hmm. And so now Tom gets her a new purse.
A pink purse.
A big pink purse. It looks beautiful.
What do you think about her lovely dress?
Was it a dress? I thought she just painted her body because it was that tight.
It's this kind of blue sequin thing.
Yes.
There's not a lot to the imagination.
Her makeup is nice. Her makeup looks good. It's not overly done. It's very just soft and neutral.
I think that's the room. Anyway, the whole, everything, there's a little bit of charcuterie there.
Yeah.
There's a pillow in the corner with hearts all over it.
There's the heart pizza.
It looks like Cupid shit all over the room. Again, it's just cheesy.
It is.
You guys, Tom says, look in the purse.
And I was thinking, Poodle, what did you think was going to be in the purse? I thought jewelry.
I thought jewelry and maybe a key to his house. Another key to his house.
I thought maybe like hot chocolate that they were going to use in the boom boom room.
Yeah.
Something like
Or something awful.
Maybe now, that pizza.
And then when he said, this is a book of poetry that is all handwritten. And I went, this is going to be bad.
Well, but we went, handwritten meaning you copied down poetry that you liked.
No, and he wrote it. He wrote an entire book of poetry.
Tom
during
wrote
COVID.
An entire book of poetry.
Now, that first of all, this takes pretentious commitment. Like, I don't know if anyone is, no one's, I have never written poetry for anyone.
You haven't? I am surprised by that.
No.
Has someone written poetry for you? Because you love poetry. Did it work on you?
No, it turned me off.
Oh.
It wasn't that it was bad. It just felt like, if you're going to write something for me, it needs to be really good.
Has someone read good poetry to you?
Yes,
and turned you
totally.
On?
Totally. That I prefer.
That okay.
Because, I mean, it's almost disgustingly intimate. Like going back to people of the of like courtly love. And I get it. I get how some people are like, oh my God, that's the most romantic thing ever. However, the reality is if someone's going to write you a book of love poems, I guarantee you, how long do you think Tom spent on this entire book? How many poems did he write a day? There's probably only 20 poems in the book,
He spent like 10 minutes a day.
He wrote 11 poems a day.
Now, I will say this. I don't have Poodle's pedigree for poetry. He literally has a degree in poetry.
No, it was specialization.
Parents were English. So proud. They're like, he's going to make money.
It's like when I said, when my father went, what are you going to do besides music? He's like, I said, majoring in music. He's like, and?
And you said, poetry.
I'm like, English.
Poetry.
He's like, That's all when right. My father will tell you, that's when I think, he said, how are we going to support him?
It's the same.
The joke's on you, bitch.
When I tell my parents, I'm going to do opera.
Oh,
good. Well, okay.
It would only been worse if you would have said,
we would do accounting.
Fashion design and merchandising.
It's true. It's true.
But at least that's a business.
Now, that's true. So I don't have Poodle's pedigree. So I'm going to say this. I'm just going to admit this now, y'all. I'm a basic bitch. If somebody spent time writing me poetry.
What if it was bad? You'd still appreciate it?
I would appreciate it. And even because, y'all, this poetry was bad. but I would still.
Not just bad. Legendarily bad.
I would totally let you get in my pants.
I think I would appreciate the effort. If they knew I liked poetry and knew what I was a connoisseur of, what type of poetry I was a connoisseur of, this is like poetry you find on a Dove chocolate candy.
That's better. This, like, the writers at Laffy Taffy have more training than Tom.
So it's all handwritten. The poem that we hear is Don't Ever Leave Me. I'm not going to tell you about... First of all, that's more of a request, not a poem. And he says, I choose life and I choose love. And anyway, it's just awful.
But I don't think we should know... Y'all, sometimes things fall into our lap. And we're like, how does this happen?
I can't say how we got this.
But I will say... Poodle got an STI, but we got it. But we have some
good night with that PA.
We have some exclusive Tom poetry that wasn't released.
Yes.
On 90 Day Diaries.
This may be the first to break this. So
this is written by Tom as well.
Yes, I'm actually opening Tom's poetry book right now.
Let me help set the scene, Poodle.
Set some mood, please. Oh, wonderful. That's lovely. That's lovely. Oh, that music. This music is very deep. So I think this goes, after reading through some of them, I'm going to share just one or two right now. Yeah. So this is, here we go. I'll do this in Tom's voice.
Please do.
Roses are red. I'm sorry, I want to read this other one. That's not good. This is better. This is the very first poem.
Okay.
I did these in every order. I wanted to make you this book of verse to declare my love, most exciting and strange. Could I have 100 from your purse? This time, I promise to bring you the change. Lovely. Really nice.
Short, sweet.
They seem to all have something in common.
Oh, yes. Is there another one?
There's another.
Oh, shall we?
This is...
What's the title?
There are no titles, actually.
Oh, wow, that's deep.
Yeah, it's very, very Shakespearean.
Oh, okay.
You know, the sonnets never have titles.
Okay.
He just numbers them.
Oh, okay. This is 42.
This is... Roses are rose-colored. Violets are violet. What's your credit card number? For I need to file it. Away, for safety purposes. I promise I won't use it. And there's this kind of like long thing that just kind of rambles while just about like emergency uses of her credit card.
Oh, okay. Like like fine print.
Yeah, more of a, yeah.
Oh, that's keeps great. Going. That's great.
Here's one more.
Oh, one
I'll
more.
I'll leave you with one more.
What's the number on this one?
This is Sonnet 98.
98. Okay, okay.
Your lips taste of wine. Your skin tastes of honey. I have one thing to ask, Mariah. Will you lend me some money? Now I close the book. Boy, that picked up just the right amount of time.
Well, the music really did you some well there.
Yeah, so y'all.
Y'all, so there you go.
I feel inspired.
Oh, goodness. Goodness.
A lot of those seem to have to do with financial issues.
I think Tom, I think Tom might want to work through that. I see why they didn't air them. See why they just really didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Mariah, I'd keep your purse close to you.
Best of luck, Tom.
Best of luck. I think Darcy dodged a really big bullet there.
Yeah, think she did. She did.
Wonder how his importing business is going.
We need to move on.
Yo, let's talk about Molly. Let's talk about Molly.
Yes, but before we do that, we'll take a little break and we'll be right back, y'all.
We're back.
Y'all, I'm looking for a new house.
I'm going house hunting.
Kelly's coming.
In Georgia.
I got a house for him, y'all.
Livery Ray Bras.
I got my work's here.
I will say, the bra business is lucrative because she's
doing well.
That's like a $1 million house they're trying to buy.
Yeah. Hey.
Good for her.
I'm proud for her. Well, she already lives in a pretty nice house already. And I think she is pretty lucrative. You know, there's not a lot of
like fuller figured bra stores.
I think this will. I'd buy a bra from her. I think they know what they're doing. Her tits always look great too.
Do we need bras? Maybe
not yet. Getting there.
Always needed a little support, especially when I'm running.
Oh yeah, maybe. I have a bird chest. I don't have any pecs at all.
I do. I have
it's all in my ass.
I'm very top heavy.
Yeah, it's all in my. All in the booty for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I've got some. When I wear a dress, mm-hmm. it looks very. My breast buds are there.
Oh
yeah,
you look like a.
I was a woman, I would be stacked.
Oh yeah, just bam.
I know.
Bam.
I would have a very. If I was a woman and had a little bit more curves, I would have a very womanly body.
This is getting into a weird area. Y'all, Molly, we just left Molly. We just saw her and Kelly. They were just on
Single Life. So Kelly, if you didn't watch Single Life, Kelly is her new love interest. He's in New York. He's a policeman.
We like Kelly. He was hilarious in the tell-all.
Yeah. So
his brother's really hot.
Oh, that brother. Ooh. So they are looking for a new house because Kelly kind of wants a house to start a new life, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Luis lived there with her and
said, let's just something that's more of our own. I will say, I love Molly. This is one of my least favorite Molly makeup looks.
Oh, it's terrible.
Ladies, but y'all know how I feel about those. I feel about those bronzed brown lips.
Yeah.
I never, ever a fan of that look, especially when you have bronzer and contouring already on.
She's got a lot of self-tanner on as well.
And then you've got brown lips. No.
And the brows are really dark.
Do a dark lip, but just something with a little bit of plum in it or a rust or something.
She's a brunette, but her hair right now is dyed darker.
Yeah. I would like her hair to be a little lighter. Oprah says as we mature, things...
Here we go.
Well, but as we mature, things lighten up.
Yeah.
As you mature, your hair should get lighter. Your makeup gets lighter.
Your bank account.
Sadly. Sadly.
But no, I agree. It's a very severe look.
I just didn't love the lipstick. Yeah. It's just a different lip. Because later on, when we see her and she's wearing hardly any makeup, I think she's
so
beautiful.
Much better. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all,
they're looking with real estate agents, and the house is 10,000 square feet.
Sandra
with the pool.
And Sammy. We don't know their names.
Who cares?
Yeah.
5 acres of land.
She's like, babe, look. She's face.
Babe, look at it.
And Co's like, that's a fireplace? And he's like, the real.
In every room, there's a fireplace.
There's 5 fireplaces in here for you, Molly.
Y'all, if you meet a male real estate agent in a major metropolitan area, they geek.
Well,
they really
are.
Our people tend towards real estate.
We do.
Especially in bigger cities.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother and father were in real estate. It's their whole lives.
Did you just call your father Gee?
No, my father would be a terrible gay man.
I can see it. He's very finicky about what he
is.
Eats.
That's true.
He's a little bit, in a weird way, germophobic.
He is.
He always dresses nice. He's very thin.
He would just need a little work.
He likes to get involved in other people's business and tell them what to do.
Yes. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe he is an undercover homosexual.
Maybe he is.
Everything but stuff.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
No.
No. Friend, I'm not going to lick your butt, but we're going to be gay. Friend.
This is a weird area. Kelly has basically said, I want to live in another house, and this is $900,000, which is under to like it's just a little over our price range.
It's like $200,000 over what you said. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But then she says, but if I chip in, I think probably he owns property in New York.
Yeah,
he's been a policeman for 20 years, so I bet he owns something, so he can sell something in New York. Because he's a policeman, they don't make a ton of money.
But when she's talking about chipping in, I just assumed she was going to be, because she's the reality star.
I don't know if I'd buy a house unless you're going to get married with somebody.
I totally agree with you.
Or you're a little way more serious.
Totally agree with you. I think that's not the kind of person Molly is, though.
I don't think it's like that person. I also feel like they were more serious than Single Life let on. Like the Single Life kind of let us discover their relationship. I feel like they were already in a relationship long.
I agree.
Anyway, that's that. And then Molly grabs her BFF.
Cynthia.
We love them.
I will say, Cynthia always looks really classic. Yeah. Even though Cynthia's had like just a little work, it's never too much.
She looks great.
Yeah. Because Cynthia is probably Molly's age, which is 50-ish.
Yeah.
And Cynthia's always a laugh. So
they're good together.
They're going, and Cynthia, and they're going to see Shaman Jeff. Never heard of a shaman named Jeff.
Nope. An energy medicine man.
I've heard of a Pastor Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Salesman Jeff.
Postman Jeff.
Postman Jeff.
New one of those.
Never Shaman Jeff.
Shaman Jeff.
It does seem like a very unexotic name for a shaman.
But he looks just like a Jeff.
He does.
He's an older white man.
With maybe a little more bracelets and things.
He looked to me like someone, yeah, that's true. He reminded me of an attorney I know from my cubicle warrior job.
He tells people to rub your hands together, then clap 3 times. Like, I'm not going to criticize anything that happens here.
Because we've done it.
We've done it.
I'm a Reiki master attuned.
A lot of it. Is that a self-proclaimed title?
No. I've gone to Reiki. I've had Reiki done on me. Went and read the book.
You're a master.
I do energy work on you all the time.
Well, why isn't it working?
It is.
You need to try harder.
Maybe that's how
I know. Can you level up and you're Reiki?
Because you ask me all the time, how do you know these things? Like, I know when you need to get fucked. I know, like, when you take, and you're like, how do you get out of my head? Maybe it's because I've done energy work and I feel the energy.
Maybe you're full of it.
Not hard with
he is doing work on Cynthia, and he puts her on the table, and he rebalances her. And y'all, there is this poodle that is just going
that poodle
nuts.
Is crazy. That's what I'm like, how can you lay on this table
the energy.
Getting relaxed with this fucking poodle? Read your dog's energy and calm your fucking poodle down. And I went, that poodle is a metaphor for this poodle.
I'm like there just going brr,
trying to lick your ass.
I imagine that dog is poodles are very smart dogs.
Oh, very.
And I imagine that dog is just completely not, just completely poorly behaved, does whatever it wants.
Oh, for sure.
I like when dogs are well behaved.
I do too.
Yeah. Kind of like how, what was it in this episode? There was some episode where, in the Danielle episode, and the dog just like ran up on Danielle and almost knocked her over.
Gotta get my casserole. I brought you casserole for your baby.
It's got
Cheetos on top. It's good.
It's got cream of celery, cream of onion, and cream. And Cheetos on top with some extra
and
cheese.
And some potato chips.
It's good.
So next time he's working on Molly and says, "What are you afraid of, Molly?" It is a little culty to me, but if it works for them, great.
I mean, this is honestly, if I'm being honest, this is my type of religion and spirituality that I'm attracted to more now than past.
I'm fine with it. I feel like it's the same basic stuff we see in cults and made fun of on television.
And if I took Poodle to a retreat, he would totally get into it.
I probably would, but if someone asked me, "What are you afraid of?" I would go like, "How long you got?" Or it would be like, "Can you not ask me more basic questions? Can you actually?"
Well, it also too, they have a relationship with this person.
That's true.
Seen him before, so there might be a shorthand where. You know,
no, you're right.
My therapist can kind of cut to the shit and be like, okay.
So,
because if he knows Molly,
right,
he knows Molly lives her life afraid.
Fear.
I wonder if she had like alcoholic parents or anything, because she almost behaves like when is the floor going to drop from underneath me?
She's never talked about it, but I feel like there was some kind of abuse.
Or something. Or maybe with her, she's just always scared. Or maybe I wonder if she grew up really poor.
I don't know.
But there's something that happened
maybe on her season
that she's just always
she's
scared.
Stuck in.
It's yeah.
So she's jolting, and again, I kind of made fun of it earlier. Do whatever you want to.
Yeah, she's like, I've done energy work where I just started laughing. I've done that.
Great.
It happens. It just comes out of nowhere. And then I've also done energy work where I'm like, I can't believe I paid $80 for this. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
So you just,
I mean, whatever works for you.
Yeah. And then I've also done energy work, and I felt a lot of things from that. Woo!
It's like when, quote-unquote, massage therapists.
No. Woo!
That's all I've got. She basically says she wants to surrender something. Or
I just wrote at the end, in all caps, someone needs to control this poodle.
It was nuts.
That's all I got, too.
Let's talk about... Dean and Regine. Their names rhyme.
Now, because we're trying
Regine,
to be...
Regine?
Because we're trying to, you know, be fair at all, but
I really don't like him.
I really... He's such a fucking hypocrite that he treated his brother so horribly.
We did cover that season, so...
And now, he's literally... Because of his brother, he was introduced to this culture that he loves, and now he fucking lives in the Philippines.
And he acts like it's the best thing in the world. And maybe he's apologized to his brother privately, but they don't,
know,
they
don't
speak.
They don't
they
speak
haven't
anymore.
Spoken. And you guys remember on Tariq's season, Dean came over with him because he was there to prevent.
This was on the first
Tariq.
Season of The Other Way.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, before the 90.
Was it before the 90?
Season 1,
yeah. Season 1, yes. Okay.
It was all about getting him from some Filipino girl. Trying to get to America and trick him.
He was horrible to Hazel.
He was terrible to Hazel. He was terrible about the country.
A country.
And he was just, it's like really gross, toxic masculinity. And I don't love that phrase, but this is toxic masculinity.
And you know why I think why he changed his mind? Because he realizes here in the Philippines, He always is special, and he always can be in control.
And he's the man.
He's the man.
He's bigger than everybody else.
He looks different than everybody else. He's his
one
voice
of the few black people.
Yes, yeah. And he is this. He can live in his misogyny.
Yep. And I think they
when America, y'all, because women in America will call him on his bullshit.
Right. Right. So he met Regine. And they live in the Philippines. They really do.
They met an online dating service, and he got married and moved
so,
over there.
And this is the thing, you guys. When he was complaining about Tariq meeting these Filipino women, then he goes and does it.
Ugh. And to our knowledge, never apologized to his brother.
Yeah. We don't know. But they don't speak.
They don't speak. So basically, y'all, this is about kind of their relationship. And his wife, she seems fine. She seems funny. Actually, I like her.
Yeah, she's funny.
And
she's pregnant with a boy.
And y'all, she real pregnant.
She has a tiny body. And they have been, by the way, they have been on Pillow Talk sometimes.
Yeah. She's not pregnant. She is like Lacey. She's
pregnant.
She is big, y'all.
Pregnant.
It is like, there's this one scene where she's talking to her mother and she's wearing this dress.
And
it's just like
something's trying to stretch out and touch the wall.
Yes, I'm like, you're gonna be torn apart having this
baby.
It
looks like a beach ball at
it
one
does.
Point.
Because she's got this
she's
little frame.
She's quite pregnant.
Because Dean is a big
fucking big guy.
We've already discussed it, y'all.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Huge.
Unfortunately, it's attached to Dean.
A huge dick.
So, y'all, they are about to have their 9 months appointment, and they said the baby is rather big for a Filipino baby. And again, this is some proof of his masculinity. He can have a baby.
Yeah.
And they can't be together in the checkup because of COVID. And next, she does say, because I have high blood pressure, they're probably going to have to do a C-section. I would beg you to have a C-section because I don't know why the doctors didn't schedule a C-section for that big of a bump on
I
that big of a body.
They didn't want to, but because then she goes back again and her blood pressure is even higher and the doctor says, I guess it works differently here.
Yeah.
Where here they would have to admit them. The doctor basically says, you need to go have a baby, and then they have to go search on their own.
The doctor says,
a hospital.
You need to go have your baby immediately.
I'll be back on Monday. Let me know how it goes. So they have to go.
I'm going to be golfing the weekend.
Yeah, but they have to go to these hospitals. But because
and see who will admit them.
But because of COVID, the hospital's saying you've got to get a COVID test,
and it's going to be 2 days or
whatever.
Yeah.
Dean is
screaming
the gap. He's like, I'm going to tear up this town.
I'm
going to
tear up this fucking town again. I'm American.
Give
me what I want.
Give me what I want. But they finally find a hospital where she can have the baby.
And did you ever figure out why she called him boobies?
Maybe because he has big chests.
Is that it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But she calls him boobies.
It's a very strange nickname.
But he does have boobies. He could wear a bra. He's got a big old chest.
I will say, I think she's definitely my favorite part about him.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Anyway.
They have the baby. Baby's fine. Mom's fine.
Marshawn Hashim.
I like
is
that
the name.
I like that.
Because he said Marshawn meant something.
Something with God. I missed that part, but I like it.
So, anyway,
I love that when she was wheeled out of the hospital, she was wearing a Garfield shirt. That made me love her even more. Y'all, she was wearing a...
I hate Mondays.
I'm hungry.
I just had a baby.
She was wearing a... Is Garfield still a big thing in the Philippines? I hope so.
I have no idea.
I never want Garfield to
go
away.
Remember when
all those
Garfield phones washed up on shore?
Oh, they did?
Yes. All the people were finding Garfield phones that were washing up on beaches.
I had a Garfield phone.
I did too. And people were like, what the fuck is going on?
I had a Garfield phone. And did you have a clear phone?
I was going to tell a story more about Garfield phones, but we can talk about phones we had when we were younger in a second.
Sure.
You don't remember this story?
No.
There were Garfield phones washing up all down a shoreline.
Where?
I don't know. I think it was like, I don't know where it was, but it turned out a ship had sunk that was carrying all these Garfield bones. And they were just washing up on shore, and no one could figure out why. That people were throwing them out or
wow.
something. I know. Now you can talk about your clear phones. Was and yes, I had...
Was this recent?
I want to say 3 or 4 years ago.
They're still making Garfield phones?
I guess.
I kind of want one.
No, you don't. You don't want a landline.
Well, what if we have an earthquake? I can't call no one.
You can't call anyone.
I know. I was saying that like Danielle. I can't call no one. The kids' dad can't call you.
I can call the kids' dad to pick up the girl.
Hashtag kids' dad.
Hashtag K-I-D-Z-E-S. Or maybe, maybe with a Z at the end.
Kids'
too.
Is. Kids' I think it's dad. A Z at the end.
I think it's also one word. Kids' dad. Dad.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Republican former for like a... I am resident of Kids' Dad.
Kids' Dad. It does. It does. So y'all, Kids' Dad. They're happy. They're doing good. C'est la vie.
Yeah, they're great. And big baby, 7 pounds. Yeah, the less we say about them, the better.
The better. The less we say about Dean, the better. Let's talk about Stephen and Olga. God, they're a beautiful couple. Beautiful family. I forgot how gorgeous she is.
And she seems so sweet.
She does.
People have said that she was doing a little anti-vaccine stuff online. Oh. We don't know. But I'm sorry if that's the case. But
well, hope Delta doesn't get you. Sorry.
Wow.
I got my vaccine. I'm fine.
That's true. Maybe not have that attitude. Well, I'm fine.
Yep. Sorry.
But what about if any of your relatives who are weaker, well, your father?
It's not my fault. Somebody else killed him.
Wow.
You're not getting a vaccine. You're thinking about yourself.
No, I agree. I just enjoy your immediate dismissal of your own responsibility.
Because I live in fear with my father all the time.
That's probably true.
It's very close to me. Because we live in a state where people aren't getting vaccinated.
No, that's true.
It drives me nuts.
No, I agree. I'm just saying.
Sorry, I'm triggered.
You absolve yourself very quickly.
I guess
you have to do that.
Anyway, well, let's talk about them. So Olga has been feeling very blah.
She's been depressed. And this was a pandemic thing. You know, a lot of people felt this way. And everyone was stymied in some way.
Yes.
You know, everyone has some type of... issue we were working through.
From clearly, I have mine.
The smallest to the largest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think COVID put a magnifying glass on that.
Yeah.
You kind of had to deal with it. It was like I was just watching one of our sissies sent this to us on Instagram, and I ended up posting it on my. It was an interview with, you didn't watch this show, but I loved that show, Sweet Oklahoma. I wish Bravo would bring it back. But it was an interview with Jennifer because Pumps, her friend on the show, Pumps doesn't have an Instagram, but Pumps is a divorce lawyer.
God, I love Pumps.
Oh, I love Pumps.
And how does Pumps not have an Instagram?
She doesn't know anything. She's not good with technology.
Remember
at
how
all.
She would be smoking with that glove?
Yes, yes, yes. And she had all sippy cups in her house, yes. So you wouldn't spill in her house.
Y'all, Pumps was put on a glove to smoke, so no one would smell it on her.
One of my favorite sayings comes from Pumps when people ask if I'm having a bad day, and I just say, today has been a lazy Susan of shit sandwiches. it sums it up.
Pumps,
I love her.
We go to Oklahoma, we will look you up.
Oh, I'm friends with Jennifer now. We're Facebook friends and stuff.
Let's talk to her.
So you follow her Instagram. She asks Pump questions, and then I think next week she's going to do another Instagram live where Pumps is going to ask her some questions. So be sure to follow them.
That's cool.
But anyway, Pumps is a divorce lawyer, and so Jennifer just said, "What has the divorce rate been like with COVID?" And she said, it's up 1,000,000%.
I would imagine.
And she said, and people are fighting about the most ridiculous. She said, I've had people argue over pencils. She's like, and so people are just kind of at their wits' end. So
you're right. A magnifying glass is a good term.
I think Stephen and Olga, y'all, because they are two sparrows in a hurricane.
Oh, they have been from the beginning.
Because, yes.
You know how they got together.
They were just a bang trip.
It was a bang trip. They found out she was pregnant at the end of the bang trip.
At the end of the bang trip, he knocked her up
took away the key. Jesus, a prisoner of love.
That's a little bit of our Lalu theme song.
Which, by the way, if you're not watching this season of Lalu,
you need to be.
Do yourself a fucking favor. That
new
show
people.
Is
so, if you've stopped watching Love After Lockup because you didn't want to see the same cast members, new cast.
New problems.
New disasters.
New drama.
New pickle costumes.
All good. It is good, y'all. We love it.
So, one thing I wanted to talk about also with COVID, and this is something definitely I've done, is it makes you reevaluate what's really important in your life.
Yeah.
Because when so many things are taken away from you, and what I've been talking with my clients, and this is almost a daily conversation that I have with my voice clients and coaching clients, is when we've had boundaries set or very strict boundaries set what we can do, and then when said boundaries have immediately been taken away, there's an anxiety there. And right now we're all still trying to deal with how do we establish new boundaries. And I think that's what these people are trying to do, or how do we live in a new way. Because we you guys, I don't know if you're trying to do this, we can't go back to what COVID was, our life pre-COVID.
No.
There is no life anymore.
I think it feels like, I was just saying to my boyfriend last night, because it's July 4th today when we're doing the show. And last July 4th, I want you to think about where you were a year ago. Last July 4th, I remember we all were just kind of new to this lockdown thing. I was just starting to settle into it and get used to this lockdown thing.
Yeah.
And I remember we went up on the roof and I'm pretty close with a lot of people that live in my building. We all get along and hang out together. And we all watch fireworks on the roof. Cut to this year, half of them are gone. They've moved away.
Yeah.
They moved out of California. Their lives, they work from home now. They've changed. Everything's happening with my father. Yeah. I'm not even here hardly. So
the only constant is change.
You've moved apartments.
I've moved.
So it really, in good ways, caused us to grow. Yeah. And it's a reason why, you know, we have such a labor shortage that a lot of people, laborers that have been working really hard for not a lot of money, don't
want to
go
realize
back to that.
It's not as important anymore to work. It's almost like a lot of us realized we were on a hamster wheel, and we were all of a sudden jolted off of that hamster wheel, and you look around and go, well, there's that wheel. Maybe I don't have to get back on it.
It feels to me like a loss of innocence.
Yeah.
Like it's just like when you can't go back, and like you can't go back to your high school anymore. You graduated.
No. You know how everything looks small when you go to your high school?
That's how it feels.
But yeah, you guys, so if you're thinking that you can just quote unquote resume your life, stop thinking that.
Yeah.
Find a new way.
Sorry, we had a mental health. Apparently Poodle and I needed to talk some things out.
I needed to talk it out.
I feel better.
Well, no, and it's something I feel better on a daily basis when I talk to my clients.
Yeah.
Because we're always talking about this.
Yeah.
And about when things, you know, especially when I'm working with theater people, everyone's waiting for things. Oh, it's so good that things are going to be opening up again. And I will always say, remember though, this is like world 0.0 or world 0.2, world 0.1, 2.0. This is a different style. So what are you going to take with you that you will always have? You'll say, maybe I can't always be assured of this happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to take something that's going to make you to cope and also find something different? So if something, God forbid, ever happens like this again, you're not thrown right back into the maelstrom.
Exactly. You know? I think Steve and Olga are a perfect example of this because
Get us back into this. I appreciate it. No, you're right.
I was just because Steven's doing his teacher training in yoga, which maybe hopefully that'll help him with some of his
rage issues that last. Yeah.
Rage issues. So
he's a screamer.
He is a screamer. Yeah. I will say, did you say this on the recording? I will say though.
Looks like a model.
He totally had a glow up. His hair is so much better. He could totally model.
He has his eyes. And this is the thing, you guys, sometimes men who are really, and women.
Kind of androgynous looking.
Yeah, men, sometimes really attractive men can't model, but the features are pronounced enough for mm-hmm. him to model.
We haven't seen their season, so don't come at us if you hate him or not. I don't know. I purposely...
Their kid is real cute.
I try to avoid stuff until we watch it, so then we get it. Speaking of watching, by the way, y'all, we watched the first season of the Happily Ever After finale.
Oh!
The one with Danielle and Mohammed and Pau and Russ
and
DeVar and Melanie. And Melanie is coming for Mohammed.
Oh, it's like a Jerry Springer episode.
We normally are talking over the in the watch-alongs. We're normally talking over it the whole time.
Yeah, that's on our super... It's on our Reality Gays XX Extra.
Yeah, but that's the $15 tier is the watch-along. But we do the podcast on the $5 tier. We were... silent
I know.
In this watch along.
My jaw was on the floor.
And
the
I know
whole time.
A lot of you know it, but if you're a 90 Day fan and you have not seen.
If you haven't been gone back.
Go either buy it or go on Discovery Plus.
Happily Ever After season
that
one.
That is a good season.
And it's also, even the last episode before the tell all wrapped up everything in a way that said something about the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of this kind of like. This is the way the world ends with a whimper that some of this of the Happily Ever After seasons have ended with.
Sorry, KDD, but y'all, jump. Give yourself the gift. Listen to it. Just do it. It's so good.
So, Olga was kind of losing it, but she's going to get her driver's license. She passed her knowledge test.
She does say... I don't love her terminology there, meaning not at her. It just makes me wonder about what's going on in her life because she says, I want to take back some sort of control. And I'm like, is she saying this because we felt control-less with COVID or is this because of your husband? Do you feel like he's controlling?
I think there's some of all of it.
It worried me.
It may have something to do with COVID as well.
We don't know that, but it worried me that she said, but she passed her test.
Yeah.
She got her license. She said, because then she says, I can start my new life and no one will say anything to me. And I went, who's saying things to you, girl?
Yeah, it was a little discouraging. I agree. I don't know if she hasn't been in the country for very long. She was on 90 Day Fiancé season 6. So she hasn't really been here
like
that
3
long.
Years? No.
2 years. Two and a half years,
maybe.
Their
kid has to be over.
Remember, she went back to Russia and had the kid, though.
Oh, that's true as well.
So,
and they've split up before. Yeah. And Steven says they split up and they decided recently to come back together again. And so he's doing his yoga thing. It's really, but you know what my first thing was? I was kind of like, and Steven's talking about he's going to go on like a yoga tour and do all that, which is great. I think that'll be, but I did type, is Steven going to fuck his yoga students?
Let's hope not.
I don't, kind of seems like the type.
I don't know him enough.
I don't either. Just
let's
initial vibe.
I need to know, maybe we can have some immigration sissies come at us. Why does Olga not have her green card yet? It seems like she's
does she not?
Been,
I miss
no,
me.
She does not have it yet.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
They're still waiting for her green card.
Golly.
And it seems like Julia, who had been in the country for Brandon and Julia, is going to get hers soon.
Yeah.
It seems maybe they weren't married. No, they got married at the end of their season.
Yeah. It just seems like maybe with Steven and Olga, they met when, first of all, they're both really young.
They're both very young.
And I mean that.
Early 20s, you guys.
And they met when they were doing exciting things and traveling. Yeah. So that's why they decide to do this whole van life, which people
van
are doing.
Life.
This sounds like Poodle's nightmare. I don't think I would enjoy it either.
I would hate this.
Basically, all they're selling all their possessions. They're moving into they're going to buy a van and get a tricked out van. And they're going to travel
for 4 or 5 years.
For a few years.
I wrote down, Steven's yoga flow is a little messy.
It is, but it's cute when his kid
I know.
Is throwing the ball and he hits him and you hear him say, sorry, Papa. It was really cute. But Steven says, we connected via our adventures, so this hopefully make us reconnect again.
I agree.
Which is great, but I'm thinking, but being a parent
I
and
know.
Being a kid is
well, the kid's very young right
the
now.
The kid's young,
so.
But as y'all, when you become a parent, you sacrifice some adventures. There's some kind of quote-unquote boring life of you're at home because the kid has homework.
Maybe they found a way to make it work in a van.
I don't know.
I'm not really hopeful for this.
Van life is not the life for me. I'll just say that to me now. Russ and Power driving around in an RV. Great. RV is different, though.
RV is different. A van,
van's quite small.
I think I could do it, honestly, if I was by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know too. If I could do it with another person. That would be very crowded.
Van life is not for me.
If you're living van life, though,
come at us.
Let us
know. I want to hear about it.
I want to see your van. I want to know about it. And maybe when we go on a tour, Poodle can ride in your van.
You know, the good thing about having a van is you don't have to look for a place to bang.
The bed's there.
It's just when the van's rocking, don't come a knocking.
I just can't get in the back of...
Boy, van life is getting better and better to me.
I can't get in a van because of that episode of 6 Feet Under that freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, yes.
Y'all, that's a great show, but that episode, remember, that was like
when
shocking.
When he kidnapped David?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
That's the show!
Wow. Y'all... That's 90 Day Diaries. There you go.
Boy, what a chilling note to end on.
Season 2, episode 1, y'all. So this is on Sunday night. The episode 2 is going to air on Monday night. We're going to give you both this week, and the others will happen whenever they happen.
On a time and according to our choosing.
According to our choosing, when we're not getting raw dogged by Too Hot to Handle and everything
else. And Below Deck and Happily Ever After and God knows what else. Whatever abomination Netflix is.
Exactly. Be sure to check out Foodie Call. Hey, go on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. And again, it always helps if you write something. So if you don't know what to write, we appreciate it. Just if you say,
keep going, Queens.
This is a little bit of technical, but apparently there was an update to Apple
Podcasts. And everyone hates it.
I think it's not automatically downloading new episodes. Yep. People are really pissed at it. We've heard from our podcast network, they are going to fix that. However, maybe some of you don't know, but even if you have an iPhone, there are wonderful apps like Stitcher.
Which is a lot of them free. Stitcher.
Our podcast network, Acast.
Yes.
Acast has their own podcast app. Podcast
Fanatic is podcast one.
There's Overcast, yep. I believe. So I would highly recommend maybe just do a Google search of like podcast.
Pod Love. I'm just making up stuff now.
We agree that Apple Podcast is not the...
It's serviceable, but it also weights unfairly, not just things by reviews, but often just buzzwords and things like that.
Some people really love Spotify. Yeah. A lot of people love Spotify.
We're on Spotify, y'all.
We're on Spotify. I don't love Spotify because it's...
Can't leave reviews.
It mixes it up with my music. I want it to be all separate.
It does.
That confuses me, but a lot of people love Spotify. So
I don't think you can leave reviews.
So if you have an iPhone and you're like, I am fucking sick. Now, here's the deal. If you do have Patreon, you can and you do it through Apple Podcasts, you would have to find another player, or there's Supercast,
use their own player.
So sorry, not to get too technical, but a lot of you have been talking to us and messaging us about it.
Yes,
so.
we've heard that your podcasts aren't updating.
Some people think we make the podcast app.
Yeah.
we don't, y'all.
There is no one to talk to the vice president of podcasting.
Tim Cook is gay, but he's the one homosexual Poodle hasn't slept with. So we have no connection. We're fucked.
He's on my list, though.
We're getting there.
Oof.
Anyway, y'all.
Silver Daddy.
We call these people Lonely Hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if love is a red, red rose, and so is your vagina. My love is a red, red rose. No, how about this? I am Mars. You are my Venus. You are my vagina. And I am your penis. Call us.